different in a lot of ways, and that's okay at this point. You know, we've got a young team, but I really like the way they're working, and I like the way they're trying to get better. Their commitment to the process of learning is really good. And on top of that, I think you know, they're figuring out how to compete, how to battle, and I think with young groups, that's always going to be a little bit of an up and down. But for these guys, they're really taking that stuff to heart. So I like the culture, I like the kids, and we're excited to go to battle.
What about some of the young players, Galissa? What do they have to do to kind of see significant time right away?
With anyone, you know, if you're the best player in the gym, then you get to play in that position. It's a meritocracy. Alyssa's been doing a nice job, and I'm sure, as it is for anyone, the transition from kind of high school club to college has been a little bit of a shock. Maybe you can talk to her about that, but she's dealt with it very well, and she's coming here, and she's very committed to becoming the best she can be, and we're excited to see where that leads her, and of course us.
Are there any spots that in particular that maybe you need a younger player to play right away than more than others?
You know what, we don't get too caught up in the age of the athlete. It's their ability to execute. So, you know, we want good players at every position, and she's certainly a good player, and they're battling with the other outside hitters. Excuse me. That's okay. Hang on, it's my wife. Do you mind if I just...
You mentioned the culture that you like. What does that look like this year?
Well, I think great work ethic, but also just much more connected on and off the court, much more team-oriented, and I think they're pretty selfless. They want the team to be successful. I don't think they're caught up too much in their own personal agenda, and I think that's important, especially when you don't have an established group yet. The idea that they're all about the team is a nice way to start.
Do you think a lot of that factors in that they played together? A lot of them played in Northern Lights.
Yeah, there's some history there. No doubt that they probably contributes to the fact that they have connections going in. But I also think, though, that they don't necessarily group by club. You know, I think everyone's cool with everyone, and that's the best part about it, is that it's not cliquey at all. I think the group, you know, 1 through 14 is committed to the idea of becoming the best that we can be, and they're doing a lot of extra stuff to try to make that happen.